And if you want to sing it in a lower key than what I started with there, you can go online, just search Without Hesitation and my last name, and you should be able to find it somewhere there on YouTube. But anyway, we will go ahead and begin the message for today then here. And today's message here is based on, Bill over here, not St. Paul, or St. Bill. but our message today here is from our epistle reading. And the theme or the title is Yesterday, Today, and Forever. Now, if you could choose to be any age in heaven, what age would you want to be? My guess, at least this is what I would like to be, I think I would choose something near the age of 25, okay? And maybe some of you are like that too here. Because the thing is that as I've observed people, I like to observe people and kind of think about things, because everybody younger than 25 wants to be older, okay? And everybody over 25 wants to be younger. So I figure, you know what, that must be somewhere in there is the right age. You know, and because too, instead of telling people that I'm 58 years old, sometimes I will say that I'm celebrating the 23rd anniversary of my 25th birthday. Some people don't like to get old because the body begins to wear out. As the old joke goes, they say that memory is the second thing to go as you get older, and I don't remember what the first thing is. But the Apostle Paul says in our epistle reading today here, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. And what St. Paul is saying is actually backed up by studies, okay? Maybe outwardly we're losing hair and gaining weight, but inwardly some pretty amazing things are happening. According to statistics, as we get older, some things actually get better. We get better at using things, what we've learned over life. This is called crystallized intelligence. We become better at controlling our emotions as we grow in wisdom. As we age, we have better social skills and more empathy and patience with people. And last but not least, as we age, we have senior discounts. So anyway, even though we may want to be younger, there are blessings that come with age. How about the age of churches? What are the blessings of having a church that is approaching 150 years? A church that's been around for nearly 150 years to me is a blessing. Longevity in a church can give it greater credibility, legitimacy, and respectability. Longevity in a church can give it greater authoritativeness, prestige, and clout. This isn't just some fly-by-night, you know, crackpot church whose pastor got his degree from a Cracker Jack box, okay? This church has a strong foundation of history, tradition, and trustworthiness. Today, as we celebrate another milestone in our church's journey, we celebrate the blessings of yesterday, the grace of today, and the hope of forever. God has always been present in our lives and will always be present with us now and in the future. So let's talk about yesterday, today, and forever, starting with yesterday or the past. As we reflect on our church's history, we're reminded of the foundation laid by those who came before us. Our church's story is intertwined with stories of faith and sacrifice and dedication. Like Paul, the people who came before us believed and therefore spoke, passing down the truth of the gospel from generation to generation. Our spiritual ancestors faced challenges, yet they did not lose heart. Their faith was not based on temporary circumstances, but on the eternal promises of God. The founders of St. John Sand Prairie knew that even though outwardly they might face trials, inwardly they were being renewed day by day. Life wasn't perfect 150 years ago, and it's not perfect now. People aren't perfect. We sinners are saved by God's grace. I wonder if that fact was easier to accept back in the 1870s than it is now. It's sad that some people today are better at praising themselves than praising God. Now it seems we tend to think that we're all self-sufficient. We've got our smartphones, we've got plenty to eat, plenty to take care of ourselves, so maybe we don't really need God. Maybe that was just a fairy tale to give us hope in days gone by. But we still need God's help, don't we? The members of St. John's 150 years ago needed God, and we do today as well. As God was there for them, he is here for us today. Each person's trials, each rough patch for the congregation as a whole, God was steadfast. His grace sustained them, and he sustains us. How did God bring you to faith? Maybe you came to faith as a young child. Maybe your parents brought you to the waters of holy baptism as an infant or a young child. And they continued to bring you to church and Sunday school and VBS and summer camp, or maybe a Lutheran school like Good Shepherd. Maybe you had family devotions before bedtimes. You prayed together. These are all great things. Or maybe instead of growing up in the faith, you became a Christian later in life. In either case, the church was there and still is there to help you learn and grow. At church, you hear God's word. At church, you receive the sacraments and Holy Communion, of baptism and Holy Communion. At church, God comes to you with his good gifts and strengthens your faith. At church, you encourage others in the body of Christ. You laugh together. You cry together. You pray for each other. You sing together. You serve together, and you receive God's blessings together. God uses his church to strengthen faith, to be a light in the community so that others may see your good works and glorify God, your Father, who is in heaven. What a blessing it is to be a part of the body of Christ in the local church. So that's yesterday. Today is a journey of renewal. We know that God has been with us in the past, but what about today? St. Paul writes, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that the earthly tent that we live in is destroyed. We have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands." Paul speaks of a daily renewal that takes place within us. Today, we are called to embrace this renewal and recognize that our present troubles are short-term troubles compared to the eternity and glory that awaits us. As a church, we're on a journey of growth and transformation, continually being shaped by the Holy Spirit. Our mission is clear: to let the grace of God overflow in our lives, to reach more and more people for God's kingdom. We're to be a beacon of hope to this community and to the glory of God. It means stepping out in faith, speaking the truth in love, and serving one another with Christ-like compassion. Even as we face the inevitable challenges of today, we don't lose heart. We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. We trust that God is at work in and through us, bringing about his purposes, and every act of kindness, every prayer, every moment of worship contributes to the eternal glory, the story God is writing. So, today as we celebrate, let us continue speaking, acting, living boldly for Christ. We believe and so we speak, sharing the gospel, proclaiming God's love, and testifying to his grace. Our church, our journey as a church the past 147 years hasn't been without challenges. Some of you long-time members, probably have many stories you could tell. I was with you, Todd and I were with you for 8 years, and we know some of the challenges that we faced back then. But the church throughout history has overcome obstacles, endured hardships, and weathered storms. And every trial has served a purpose, and God has been at work refining our faith and strengthening our resolve, and deepening our dependence on him. As grace extends to more and more people through our ministry, it increases thanksgiving and glorifies God. We do not lose heart because we are being renewed day by day. And this renewal is not about our physical strength or outward circumstances or appearances. It's about the transformation God is working inside of us. Each day, as we ask God to help us die to sin, we can't do that on our own. Our self-control is never enough. We'll never be perfect this side of eternity. But God can work in and through the power of the Holy Spirit to transform us into the likeness of His Son. So how does God transform us? Well, the Holy Spirit works through the Word and sacraments. People of God, I challenge you to pick up His Word as you each day read God's love letter to you. You can gain strength for it each day. These days, you can get daily devotions and email. As you begin your day, you can listen to God's Word on your phones, as you ride in your car. Or you can study God's way the way the founders did years ago on the old-fashioned paper Bible. You know, and some people even still prefer to use, even though they have electronic ways of studying God's Word. You know what? Sometimes people really like using the good old paper version, because you know what? At least with the paper version, you don't get constant notifications and alerts to distract you from God's Word. All right? Anyway, the renewal God does through His Word isn't about keeping us 25 years old forever. It's about growing us and giving us strength. It's about eternity. God's renewal is about things that really matter, like eternity with the Lord and with loved ones who have died in the faith as Jesus from the Savior from sin. Today in the United States, we have a huge mission field right here. We have our own family members to talk to about Jesus and His love. That hasn't changed. We're all sinners in need of God's mercy. God reaches out to us, can rescue us, and renews us, and sustains us. Pray for your loved ones. Tell them about the Savior. Bring them to church. Now is the right time to tell others the good news of Jesus and His love. Well, we talked about yesterday and today, and now we'll talk about forever. Some of you might remember a time or two when I took out a roll of toilet paper and threw it down the aisle. I don't know if some of you guys remember that or not, and I hope you remember the message of that. Maybe you don't, but for those of you that are new, because there's some people here I haven't met before, I look forward to meeting you later on, but I just threw out this roll of toilet paper, just kind of unrolling it as it went down the aisle, and because that represents our life. And how much of that toilet paper roll represents our life here on earth, or even the 147 years of this church? Less than one square represents our life here on earth. The rest of it represents our life into eternity. And so St. Paul reminds us that as we look not to the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. For we know that that the tent that our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Our focus is not on the temporary, but on the eternal. The work we do here, the lives we touch, the seeds we plant, are all part of a greater plan. Our earthly home and this physical church building are temporary. Our purpose and goal is the same as it was nearly 150 years ago, to love and serve God and to make Him known to others. I remember one time when my son was preaching here, we all had to go to the basement in the middle of his sermon because a tornado was coming. And you know what? If that tornado would have taken away this building, we would still have a church, because the church is built on Christ, our sure foundation. And I'm so glad that our forefathers placed a priority on gathering together where they could receive His good gifts. Generation after generation has told the story. Generation after generation has supported their church. We can continue this legacy of faith, hope, and love. We can continue to prioritize God's church on earth and pray and work so that it's here for the next generation. Paul's words remind us of our ultimate destiny. We have an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands, but God Himself. This promise of eternity gives us hope and perspective and ensures that our labor in the Lord is not in vain, and that we are a part of something far greater than ourselves. We're not the first to hear the good news of Jesus, and I know we won't be the last, but let's continue this legacy of faith. Let us immerse ourselves in God's word and share it with others. As we celebrate this anniversary, let us look forward with hope and expectation. The same God who was faithful yesterday is sustaining us today and will lead us into the future. We are part of an eternal kingdom, and we can share the good news of Jesus for generations to come. And so we remember the past with gratitude. Remember today with faith. We embrace today with faith, and we look forward to a future with hope. Amen. So as we